Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, June 25th, 2026. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. The inductive Bible study method helps believers approach Scripture carefully, thoughtfully, and prayerfully. Thus, method asks three foundational questions. What does the passage say? What does the passage mean? How should this truth shape my life? James 5:16 provides a rich opportunity to practice this process while applying God's Word personally and faithfully. The verse states, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. Observation begins by identifying the major actions and themes within the text. James commands believers to confess sins, pray for one another, and pursue healing within the context of Christian community. The verse also emphasizes the effectiveness and power of prayer. Repeated references to one another reveal the communal nature of the instruction. James addressed believers living within the life of the church rather than isolated individuals practicing faith privately. Interpretation asks what the passage means within its context. James wrote to Christians facing suffering, hardship, conflict, and spiritual struggle. Throughout chapter 5, he repeatedly directed believers toward prayer during every season of life. The surrounding verses mention suffering, sickness, praise, confession, restoration, and spiritual care. James taught that faithful Christian community involves honesty, humility, intercession, and dependence upon God. Confession plays an important role in spiritual health. Sin often creates distance in relationships, weakens fellowship, and burdens the conscience. James instructed believers to practice humble honesty with trusted fellow Christians who would respond with prayer and spiritual encouragement. Prayer becomes one of God's means of strengthening believers and sustaining the church. Application moves the truth of Scripture into daily life. James 5:16 challenges believers to examine the depth of their spiritual relationships. Many Christians carry burdens silently while avoiding vulnerability and accountability. This passage calls believers toward honest fellowship shaped by grace and truth. Christians need trusted relationships where confession, encouragement, prayer, and spiritual care can flourish. The verse also challenges believers to cultivate a faithful prayer life for others. Prayer involves active participation in the needs of fellow believers. Intercession requires compassion, consistency, and spiritual attentiveness. James reminds the church that prayer possesses real spiritual power because God hears and responds to His people. Personal application may involve seeking reconciliation where sin has damaged relationships. It may involve asking a mature believer for prayer and accountability. It may involve dedicating intentional time each day to pray for members of the church family. James calls believers to live within a spiritually engaged community where prayer and confession strengthen the body of Christ. The final statement of the verse provides encouragement for every believer. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. God works through praying Christians who walk in repentance, faith, and obedience. James invites believers to trust God's power and participate faithfully in the spiritual care of one another. Reflection questions 1. What actions does James command believers to practice in James 5:16? 2. How does confession strengthen relationships and spiritual health within the church? 3. What practical step could help you grow in praying faithfully for other believers? Memorization reminder. Recite James 5:16 while walking, driving, or preparing for the day. Attach each phrase of the verse to a simple hand motion or pause to help strengthen your memory and deepen meditation on the passage.